Carol Ofori.
This month of Youth Month is a celebration in South Africa, but also a commemoration of 1976, right? June 16, 1976. Now, this is a face that most South Africans know. Household name. We've seen her on the big screen. We've seen her on TV from her unforgettable role in Sarafina to her powerful performances on TV. I'm talking about the goddess, Lelethi Khumalo. She is in studio, coming off the back of Cannes. You bumped into Mr. President and Mr. Cupcake on the way there, picked up your amazing award, and now you've touched down in Durban. Home is Gwamashu, not so far away. Yeah. It's so beautiful to have you here. Welcome, welcome, Lelethi Khumalo.
Thank you so much, Carol. Thank you for having me. This face, your face, I've been wanting to meet this face forever.
Oh, really?
You know, to put the face and the voice together.
I hope it's a match.
It is a match.
It's not a mismatch.
It is. Your voice is amazing, I must say.
Thank you so, so much. Well, your talent is amazing. We've seen it on the screens. So many of us resonate with your craft, from whether it is from Sarafina or it is from Yesterday or Imbewu. And the list goes on. There's a whole lot of productions that you've been involved in. But I think the one that stands out is the recent award you've picked up now in Cannes. Do you want to share with us what this award is? Because it's the Oscars of the TV world, if I'm not mistaken.
It is. Yeah. Same level as the Oscar. We won it at Monte Carlo Television Festival.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. Carol Nyakdela, I wasn't expecting it because the movies that we had aligned with us, it was just beautiful movies. The stories were amazing. And I was like, no, we're not going to get it. And when they mentioned the name, I couldn't believe. It was a shocker. You know, it's amazing for ourselves, for the team as well, Video Vision, and especially for the country, you know, for the fact that it is the same level as the Oscar. You know, our name as the country, it's on top there again.
Listen, I saw, even when Cyril Ramaphosa saw you at the, I think it was at the airport or somewhere.
Listen.
He was so starstruck. He was like, whoa, Lelethi!
You won't believe this.
Yeah.
We met with him before,
mm-hmm.
when we were going there.
Yeah.
We told him we're going to television festival.
Yeah.
And he asked, why didn't you come with me? And he said, good luck. Coming back, we have the award. And we said to him, this is what we brought it. And he was like, wow, well done, amazing. So he was so happy, especially for the country, yes.
That is so beautiful. Now, of course, a lot of people, you know, first saw you on their screens in the character that you played in Sarafina. That production's been going on, whether it is via, you know, stage productions, etc. But the movie is still the picture we have of, you know, your early beginnings of acting. It's of course, Youth Month. And that movie, I think, probably gets spun more times during this Youth Month because it's like, yay, we're going back. You know what I'm saying? What's it like now, all these years later, seeing Sarafina, seeing how it's resonating with the youth of today? Every year, a new generation is introduced to it.
You know what? This movie, no one knew that it is going to be like this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's the history, Carol. It is our history. It's not like the story. It is our. It tells you, because each and every generation resonate with the movie. I mean, my kids started to watch this movie when they were 10.
Mm.
And they were, you know, the questions that they asked, it was amazing. You know, Mama, was this happening for real? And I was like, the questions, it was like I'm having an interview.
Yeah.
And again, the new generation resonate with it. It's going to be there forever because it talks about our history. I just hope, I'm talking about our people who are like on top, the government now, can see that they can do something about this thing. Mm-hmm. Sarafina, it just, you know, as a South African, you feel proud. Even if I go outside, like Africa, they talk about Sarafina. Mm. You know, it's just a global movie, if I can put it that way. You
100%.
Know? And again, when you talk about Sarafina, everybody knows South Africa. Sarafina, South Africa.
That's true. That's so, so true. Now, yesterday was World Vitiligo Day.
Yeah.
And I know for many people who may not understand the skin condition, you've lived with it on camera. We've literally seen you live through it from Sarafina to where you are today on camera. What's it been like having to firstly live with Vitiligo publicly. And also, you know, people expect, I guess, you to be an ambassador of some sort.
Yeah.
You know, you look at Winnie Harlow as well, who's taken it from the modeling world. What's it been like just living with Vitiligo and being public?
You know what? I would like to be an ambassador. Mm. We need a person who can talk about vitiligo. It's not an easy thing, I must say. You know, and the skin it is a skin condition, but again, it affects your life. It affects the way you think about yourself, about life in general.
Right.
And I remember yesterday, my son told me, Mama, the vitiligo day, and my teacher and my sister called us at school, and you know what? They were not told about what's going to happen, but they were called and said, "This is Yamgelane and Ulwenzile. Their mom has got vitiligo, and she's okay with it." You know, for the fact that people are recognizing it now. But I must say that people need to be schooled about it. Mm. It's not just a skin condition. It doesn't end there. It's a lot, Carol.
Oh, I see.
You know,
yeah. I didn't even know that.
It affects you like your whole life. It changes the way you live your life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Had no idea.
Yeah.
Had no idea. Well, you are so inspirational, and I have you in studio. We love it, words of inspiration. You have are living with a skin condition that you say is more than a skin condition.
Yep.
You have a incredible career that is one South Africans literally. When you say acting world, you can't not say your name in the acting world when you speak of acting in South Africa. What are your words of encouragement during this Youth Month? We're wrapping it up. To Mzansi, what do you say to us?
You know, I want to say something to the young ones, especially, you know, when you want to walk a path, when you certain that this is the path I want to walk, don't be fooled that people say, don't let people discourage you. You must ask people who have walked that path, you know, especially in this industry. It's not an easy industry. You need to speak to people who have been there. And again, whatever industry you want to get into, you need to talk to people who have been there a lot, because it's never easy, you know, especially when you are very young and you are starting. It's never easy, but you will succeed if you seriously want to do that. To be in that industry, you will succeed.
Yeah. Look, you touch on something, and my time is so limited, but I have to ask you, because it's been a topical thing in the industry of the arts. You know, we have all these amazing actors go on camera, be famous. We know them. We love them. We think they drive Bentleys and have Louis Vuitton bag collections for days. And then the person passes and you hear that they have nothing.
Nothing.
What do you say about that? Is this the industry? What is it? Is it the individuals? Is it the industry? Is it government? What is happening?
I want to blame the government. I'm going to speak to Usisinandi Nyembe. It touched me. You know, that woman, she's been on our screen forever. And when you hear that she is penniless, it's the government. They need to extend a hand. And, you know, I'm going to make an example. We are putting South Africa on the map right now.
You came from Cannes.
Exactly. So people are talking about South Africa out of this thing. So I'm saying the government should extend a hand.
That's all. Leleti Khumalo, you're gorgeous. You're amazing. You're inspirational. Thank you for your candid words. I hope we will chat again soon, longer, more time.
Yeah.
And we just delve into it all. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Carol.
Thank you.
Carol Ofori.